Content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Tyra Banks for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Essence. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine Online. Trust Black Women, How Sister Song is Redefining Reproductive Justice at Essence Festival of Culture. At the 2026 Essence Festival of Culture, Sister Song gathered organizers, advocates, and cultural leaders to make the case that reproductive justice is bigger than the healthcare policy. It is about the freedom to build safe families, thriving communities, and self-determined futures, and it starts with trusting Black women. This article is by Khadija Allen. When reproductive justice makes headlines, the conversation usually narrows to legislation or court rulings. At the 2026 Essence Festival of Culture, Sister Song pushed back on that framing. Reproductive justice, the organization reminded audiences, is about the freedom to live fully, to raise families safely, access quality care, build thriving communities, and determine one's own future. Hosted by Sister Song Executive Director Monica Simpson, the panel Trust Black Women brought together actress Cynthia Bailey, actress Monroe Elise, Southern Birth Justice Network Executive Director Jamar Amani, Spill Chief Growth Officer Kenya Parham, New Orleans Black Pride founder Nikki Alexander Tumblin, and Feminist Center for Reproductive Liberation Executive Director Quajlin Jackson. Together, they traced a wide arc, bodily autonomy, maternal health, culture, identity, and collective liberation. A definition that keeps expanding. For Quajlin Jackson, reproductive justice starts with the freedom to exist fully. It is the freedom to be yourself, she said, describing it as the ability to know who you are and protect the sovereignty of your body and your life. Kenya Parham widened the frame further, arguing that reproductive justice includes the right to have children, the right to not have children, and the right to raise families in environments, both offline and online, where they can actually thrive. As technology reshapes how communities connect, she stressed the need for digital spaces built on safety rather than harm. Jamar Amani tied the work to human rights, history, and the generations still to come. We all have a right to be born safely with dignity, she said, noting that reproductive justice runs through healthcare, housing, economic opportunity, and community well-being alike. That commitment shows up directly in Amani's own work as a Black midwife. She spoke about opening a new birth center rooted in community care and her continued push to expand midwifery access in Georgia through legal advocacy. Her standard is simple. Every family deserves compassionate care where people feel welcomed, respected, and safe. Where policy and daily life meet, Quajlin Jackson connected that standard to advocacy work, explaining that organizations like the Feminist Center for Reproductive Liberation fight not only for abortion access, but for housing, child care, health care, and economic stability, because people do not live single-issue lives. Meeting the full range of people's needs, she argued, is what makes freedom real rather than theoretical. Nikki Alexander Tumblin brought that principle home to New Orleans, describing her work building spaces where Black LGBTQIA plus communities, particularly femme-presenting people, can feel represented, affirmed, and safe. Creating those spaces, she noted, is itself an act of reproductive justice. Everyone deserves to see themselves reflected and supported. Culture as the delivery system. The panel also examined how culture carries this work forward. Kenya Parham called storytelling one of humanity's oldest organizing tools and pushed attendees to think critically about where Black stories live online, urging support for platforms built with Black communities in mind, rather than ones that extract from them. Monroe Elise spoke to the stakes of visibility for Black trans and transgender women specifically, explaining that authentic representation lets audiences move past stereotypes and see people as neighbors, friends, sisters, and fully realized human beings. Visibility, she said, builds empathy and shifts culture from the ground up. Cynthia Bailey closed the panel's personal reflections with decades of perspective on modeling, television, entrepreneurship, and public life. "I don't owe anyone the same version of me," she said, encouraging women to embrace growth, reinvention, and the pursuit of peace without apology. What comes next? Asked what it will take to secure the next generation of collective liberation, panelists offered a wide range of answers. Build tables instead of just taking seats. Invest real resources in Black women. Honor the sacredness within ourselves. Center Black LGBTQIA+ communities. And keep working to transform systems that have long failed Black families. Taken together, the conversation reinforced a message. Sister Song has carried for decades. Trusting Black women is not a slogan. It is a call to action. Because when Black women are trusted, supported, and resourced, entire communities move closer to justice. How to manage itchy scalp while wearing braids this summer. Trichologist Bridget Hill tells us everything we need to know how to keep our scalps healthy and happy while wearing protective styles this summer and beyond. This article is by India S.B. Jones. We've been patting our weave since before Beyonce said to. Itchy scalp while wearing braids and wigs is an unresolved issue in the Black community. Studies show darker skin is more prone to dehydration, with less ceramides and a higher level of transepidermal water loss. On our body, this may show up as ashy skin, but on our scalp, it appears as itchiness. Other than dry or dehydrated scalps and conditions like eczema and psoriasis, itching or discomfort while wearing braids also signifies damage to the hair follicle, bacterial overgrowth, allergic reaction, or a combination of all, trichologist Bridget Hill tells Essence. This can be a result of improper cleansing, scalp care, or braid installation. From prep to aftercare, building a healthy scalp routine can help put an end to the age-old padding. Below, Hill tells us everything we need to know about reducing the itch while wearing braids this summer and beyond. What causes an itchy scalp? Scalp pruritus, or itchy scalp, can be as simple as an isolated symptom without any direct cause, Hill said. According to the AAD, itchy scalp can be caused by dandruff, reaction to hair care products, and scalp psoriasis, among other conditions. It could also be caused by an irritant, like chemicals in synthetic hair, or dehydrated scalps, and even eczema. If there is no physical appearance of why the scalp may be itchy, it may be signs of parasites in the follicle that thrive off of, or dead skin cells and sebum called demodex. Do braids cause your scalp to itch? Contrary to popular belief, itchy scalp is not a direct result of tension, she says. Any sensation or discomfort on the scalp as a result of tension is directly related to the stress on the hair follicle. The stress on the hair follicle leads to inflammation and or infection, which can create folliculitis, infection, pustules, or traction alopecia, she continues. We unfortunately know the stiff necks and the headaches behind braids all too well, impatiently awaiting the days after they loosen up. That, along with potential reactions to synthetic hair and products, can create an environment for itchy scalp. How to prep your scalp before braids. More than just a wash and repeat, your pre-braid prep is integral to your scalp health for when they're installed. Prior to braiding, do a scalp treatment along with a protein hair treatment on your dirty, dry hair, Hill recommends. Let these treatments sit on the hair for 30 minutes, then shampoo and deep condition with an intense moisture-based conditioner for 10 to 15 minutes. Using a high-quality hair dryer, like the Dyson Supersonic, is an important step in the process as well. I prefer clients to safely blow-dry their natural hair, not for the purpose of making the hair sleek, but for the purpose of elongating the natural texture to make it easier for separation and easier to comb through. That way, when it's time for your appointment, the braider can use less tension when parting and braiding your hair. Before going in, spray a lightweight oil like almond or shea oil from root to end so the fibers are protected with moisture and lubrication. Braiding techniques that avoid itchiness. The instant you feel any tension that is uncomfortable, a reputable braider will want that information to set the standard of how much tension should be used for your hair, Hill says. Although it is common to prioritize extra tight braids so they last longer, even if it's just a few days, it is not worth the condition they can put your scalp in. The braider should loosen any braid in real time to reduce discomfort. As for your edges, protect the hairs around the face with a light cream-based moisturizer to offer more lubrication and moisture to prevent breakage, she says, while conditioning the hairs around the hairline just as you do the hair growing from your scalp. If you're using braiding hair, itchiness may occur from the chemicals like PET, PP, and PVC synthetic hair contains. Ensure the extension hair used for braiding is properly clarified and cleansed to remove any irritants that may cause allergic reactions on the skin and scalp, especially if your scalp is sensitive. How to care for your scalp while wearing braids. Taking care of your scalp after your braids are installed may be the most familiar part. While in braids, I recommend using a weekly detoxifying and clarifying oil, she says, recommending citrus essential oils like lemon and orange or rosemary and thyme. Pro tip, do not apply essential oils directly to your scalp. Instead, add a few drops to a carrier oil. Stay away from heavy pomades and grease on the scalp, which can contribute to bacterial overgrowth, which leads to more itchiness, Hill says. For the hair fibers in the braids, my favorite oils are the ones high in fatty acids like shea or avocado. Oils like viral miel rosemary oil and as I am rosemary oil can help seal in the moisture of humectant-rich hydrators like the Shea Moisture Aloe Butter Scalp Cream to boost your scalp and hair health while wearing braids. Hill recommends you develop an effective regimen for your specific hair type and texture, consisting of a pre-shampoo scalp treatment like the Renee Federer Complex 5 Stimulating Plant Concentrate, disciplined shampoo schedule, antimicrobial oils, water-based products for your roots, and a salicylic acid spot treatment. Oh, also, do not sleep on wet hair, she warns. Should I wash my scalp with braids in? If your scalp is itchy and you have a style you can get wet, you may consider washing your scalp. The physical braids themselves should be sprayed with a moisturizing oil, like Design Essentials Detoxifying Serum, or Peppermint and Aloe Scalp Soothing Tonic, at least 3 to 5 times a week, Hill says. To cleanse your actual scalp, she recommends applying a natural cleansing oil, like rosemary and citrus, with the nozzle of an applicator bottle, at least every 7 to 10 days. Some scalps may need a diluted shampoo every other week or so. To do this, mix shampoo and water in a bottle with a nozzle applicator and apply to the scalp prior to getting in the shower. Then let the shampoo mixture sit for 5 to 10 minutes before rinsing under the water. After that, you should spray your hair with a moisturizing oil and let the braids air dry completely. It is wise to use a hooded dryer at a cool temperature to ensure braids are completely dry, she says, making sure you avoid keeping your hair wet for too long. Barbie celebrates Angel Reese with signature doll, Reebok collaboration, and all-star weekend experience. I hope this doll reminds girls to be unapologetically themselves, embrace every part of who they are, and go after their dreams with confidence, Reese said in a statement. And this article is by Okla Jones. Angel Reese has another landmark collaboration to add to her growing resume. Mattel has unveiled a Barbie signature doll modeled after the WNBA star, entrepreneur, and philanthropist, while Reebok is releasing a matching Barbie-inspired version of the Angel Reese 1, her signature basketball shoe. The launch arrived during WNBA All-Star Weekend in Chicago, where fans were among the first to see both products together. The centerpiece of the celebration was the Angel Reese Dream Closet, an immersive activation inside Together House. It was open to the public on Friday, July 24th, and Saturday, July 25th, and the experience gave visitors a chance to explore Reese's world through interactive displays, pose inside a life-size Barbie box, and preview the new Barbie doll and Reebok sneakers before shopping for the exclusive merchandise. Together House was hosted by women's sports media company Together, where Reese recently joined the ownership group. Reese also partnered with Barbie on a limited edition apparel collection inspired by the outfit worn by her doll. The capsule includes a custom basketball jersey, graphic t-shirts, and headwear, all available inside the Dream Closet and online through theangelreese.com. The Barbie signature doll celebrates Reese's influence beyond basketball. Along with becoming one of the sport's biggest stars, Reese has expanded her reach through business ventures and community work. Her Angel C. Reese Foundation supports girls in underserved communities through initiatives focused on sports participation, education, and financial literacy. The doll arrives wearing a pink version of the Reebok Angel Reese 1, which has also been released for consumers, available in adult and kids sizes. The special edition sneaker features Barbie-inspired accents, along with co-branded details celebrating the partnership between the two brands. "Having my own Barbie doll is a dream come true for me," Reese said in a statement. "It's such an incredible honor because it's about showing girls that there are no limits to what they can achieve. I've never let anyone else define what's possible for me, and every challenge I've faced has only made me stronger. I hope this doll reminds girls to be unapologetically themselves, embrace every part of who they are, and go after their dreams with confidence." Nathan Banyard, vice president and head of Barbie Mattel, said Reese represents the type of role model the brand hopes young people can see themselves in. "Barbie honors role models who inspire girls to imagine what's possible," he stated. "From her on-court achievements and entrepreneurial leadership to her tireless advocacy for girls, Angel Reese is helping children see that confidence, ambition, and resilience can open countless doors. We're proud to honor her through our Barbie signature doll in collaboration with Reebok, giving fans new ways to celebrate Angel and all she represents." Reebok CEO Todd Krinsky added that the collaboration allows fans to wear the same signature shoe featured on Reese's Barbie doll while celebrating her influence in sports and fashion. "We're proud to see her Barbie doll debut wearing Angel Reese 1 basketball shoes in this vibrant new Barbie colorway and to bring that same style directly to fans. This moment celebrates Angel's impact on sport, style, and culture while giving fans the chance to match Angel's iconic look and be part of the moment." The Angel Reese Barbie signature doll is available at Target stores and online through Target, Walmart, Amazon, and the Mattel shop. The Reebok Angel 1 Reese Barbie basketball shoes were released on August 3rd at 10 a.m. on Reebok.com, Dick's Sporting Goods, and Foot Locker. Also, the partnership will continue on the shoe release date when the Atlanta Dream Team hosted a Barbie game day during its matchup with the Las Vegas Aces at State Farm Arena. Fans purchased ticket packages featuring exclusive co-branded merchandise, including an Angel Reese jersey, Dream tieback headband, and a clear crossbody bag. "Throughout my basketball journey, I've always played by my own rules and refused to let anyone limit what I can achieve," Reese said. "Now it's my mission to inspire others to realize they have that same power to overcome their doubts and rebound from any obstacle. I hope young girls can look at this doll, lace up their Reeboks, and feel inspired to confidently step into their power." The luxury watches actually worth investing in. This article is by Mecca Pryor. "There are purchases that satisfy the moment, and then there are purchases that tell a story. A luxury watch falls into the latter category. While handbags, sneakers, and even jewelry often ebb and flow with trends, a well-chosen timepiece can be an heirloom, one that carries memories, marks milestones, and in many cases appreciates in value over time. In an era where more consumers are approaching fashion with an investment mindset, luxury watches have quietly become one of the smartest additions to a wardrobe. The global pre-owned watch market continues to thrive as collectors seek rare references, discontinued styles, and iconic designs that hold their value long after leaving the boutique. Of course, not every luxury watch is destined to go up in value. The strongest investments share a few common traits: exceptional craftsmanship, limited production, rich heritage, and a level of demand that consistently outpaces supply. If you're considering your first luxury watch or looking to add another to your growing collection, these are the timepieces industry experts and collectors continue to watch. Rolex Lady Datejust. When it comes to timeless investment pieces, the Rolex Lady Datejust remains one of the most enduring luxury watches on the market. introduced as in 1957 as the smaller counterpart to the iconic Datejust, it pairs Rolex's legendary craftsmanship with elegant proportions, making it a favorite among collectors and first-time buyers alike. Whether crafted in stainless steel, rollosaur, or solid gold, the Lady Datejust's classic design has helped it retain its desirability for decades. With strong resale value, consistent demand, and Rolex's reputation for exceptional quality, it's a timepiece that balances everyday wearability with long-term investment potential. Patek Philippe Nautilus. Designed by the legendary watchmaker Gerald Genta in the 1970s, the Patek Philippe Nautilus transformed the idea of what a luxury sports watch could be. Its instantly recognizable porthole-inspired case and integrated bracelet have become symbols of understated wealth. Though resale pieces have normalized following the unprecedented boom of recent years, the Nautilus remains among the most desirable watches on the market. Limited production and multi-year waiting lists continue to reinforce its exclusivity, making it a favorite among seasoned collectors. Audemars Piguet Mini Royal Oak. Few watches have shifted the trajectory of luxury watchmaking quite like the Royal Oak. Released in 1972, its octagonal bezel and exposed screws challenged traditional ideas of luxury and ultimately defined an entirely new category. Today, the Royal Oak remains one of the most difficult watches to acquire at retail. Whether worn out courtside, on red carpets, or in boardrooms, it has become a cultural status symbol while maintaining long-term resale value. Cartier Tank. Not every investment piece has to make a bold statement. The Cartier Tank has spent more than a century proving that timeless elegance never goes out of style. Originally introduced in 1917, the rectangular silhouette has adorned the wrists of style icons including Princess Diana, Muhammad Ali, Michelle Obama, and Jackie Kennedy. Its quiet sophistication has helped vintage references steadily increase in value while remaining remarkably wearable for everyday life. For those seeking a first luxury watch, the Tank offers both versatility and longevity, qualities that never go out of fashion. Vacheron Constantin Overseas. For collectors searching beyond the usual suspects, the Vacheron Constantin Overseas deserves a closer look. Produced in far smaller quantities than many competing luxury sports watches, the Overseas combines impeccable finishing with understated sophistication. As demand for integrated bracelet sports watches continues to grow, many experts see the model as one of luxury watchmaking's most compelling long-term opportunities. Singer Nivea has leukemia. The Don't Mess With My Man singer and mother shared the news, but also shared a positive outlook about the situation. I live in gratitude, like religiously, and I'm just grateful for everything. And this article is by Essence Editors. Singer Nivea recently announced that she's been diagnosed with leukemia, but she shared the news without sadness or fear because treatment so far has been positive and so has her mindset. She shared the news while taking part in the popular Cadillac Chronicles. The series, which can be found on YouTube, is hosted by Brian Freeman. He drives around beloved R&B acts to sing their hits and talk about their journey while they ride through Atlanta in a vintage Cadillac. Well, first of all, I was diagnosed with leukemia earlier this year, and I'm so grateful to God, she said while riding in the passenger seat. I've been going through treatment, and everything is going great so far, and I expect it to continue. Amen, amen, amen. Very grateful for life. She noted that the hurdle has transformed her perspective. It's so cliche to say you don't know the time nor the hour, but it's true. And it just helped me put a lot of things in perspective, and I live in gratitude, like religiously, and I'm just grateful for everything, she said. I'm doing things I want to do, she added, sharing that she's pursuing new passions. I'm definitely back into my music, and I'm going to school for audio engineering. I've always wanted to learn how to engineer, and mixing engineering in particular. In general, just doing all the things, honey. Loving all my children and just being grateful, taking on every opportunity that comes my way. Nivea is a mother of four, with all but one of her children adults. She shares her three oldest kids, Navy, London, and Christian, with singer Terrius the Dream Nash, her ex-husband, and son Neil with rapper Lil Wayne. They are what she's most grateful for. But these days, she's thankful for so much. Don't take anything for granted, she told Friedman when asked about one of the biggest lessons she's learned. I definitely, in my younger years, the day just flew and I was just doing what I was doing. It's kind of like you don't recognize the short time we do have here. I've always noticed the beauty in everything, but to be more present in the moment is definitely something I've learned. This time will never occur again. Being more present in the moment, counting the blessings. Nivea maintains that focusing on the good things and not worrying about the negative for long goes a long way in helping her have peace amid this journey she's now on with her health. It's easy to point out the negative, but the universe, God, or whatever you want to call it, your brain, will find the things you focus on. Where the mind goes, energy goes. So I just try to think of positive things. I'm a very optimistic person, she said. If you focus on the bad, it will continue to show you more of that. What you think and what you set your mind on is what becomes your reality. Tyla is getting the Bratz Doll treatment. Alongside the release of her second album, A-Pop, the Grammy-winning hitmaker is getting her own, very own Bratz Doll, something she manifested, and this is by the Essence editors. Afropop diva Tyla looks like a living doll, so it's only right that she be turned into one. The water singer and Grammy winner is getting the Bratz Doll treatment. In addition to rocking the braided bob that she popularized, the looks on the doll are inspired by some signature style moments. That includes the Sands of Time dress by Balmain she wore to her first Met Gala in 2024, which comes with its own version of her standout hourglass purse. The second ensemble is a performance look, featuring a sequin-covered miniskirt, crop top, and a gold chain belt accentuated by Bratz charm. The opportunity to get a Bratz doll modeled after her is an example of manifestation. The singer actually shared a tweet in 2024 saying that it would happen after posting a fan-made Bratz model. And just like that, it's happening. She recently teased the upcoming doll when recirculating that tweet. The Bratz Tyla doll, is set to be released first in NYC at the Bratz pop-up show at F.A. Schwartz in Rockefeller Plaza back on July 24th. Those in the city were lucky because there was a meet and greet and a signing event with Tyla for the first 100 people to purchase the doll to celebrate the launch. For fans in the rest of the country, the doll became available on Bratz.com on July 27th. The launch coincides with the release of her second album, A-Pop, which was also set for July 24th. The 14-song track list includes recent hits like Is It? She Did It Again, and my first personal favorite, Chanel. She's also doing some major performances in promotion of her sophomore effort, including at the Today Show's City Concert Series back on Friday, July 24th, and the WNBA All-Star Game on Saturday, July 25th in Chicago, which made her the first international artist to headline that event, which aired on ABC Disney Plus. From dolls to music, it's a Tyla takeover. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I am Tyra Banks, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.